Yesterday we were discussing why it is that Lashon HaKodesh has Kedusha. We were discussing the application of that Kedusha to modern day Ivrit. And one of our Chaverim posed the question regarding Yiddish, which is the choice of some in the Torah world when it comes to speaking Torah and prioritizing what language to view as the most significant. And even if we ourselves might prefer Lashon HaKodesh as the original and still the ultimate when it comes to Kedusha in language, but I'd like to share with you a perspective that applies to Yiddish in its own unique way. And that is, there is a fascinating small little kuntris, if you will, written by Rav David Cohen, Shlitz of Gluyavitz in Brooklyn, which is entitled, appropriately enough, Yiddish Hasafa HaKedosha, the holy language. Why is it that he views Yiddish as a holy language? So he first develops a fascinating suggestion as to why it is that Klal Yisrael over the years, it seems, neglected to speak in Lashon HaKodesh. So yesterday we mentioned the Chassam Sofer and Hesagos and Hilchos Kriyas Shema, where the Chassam Sofer suggests that the same way the Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot speak Lashon HaKodesh, same way the Magen Avraham, I should say, quotes the Sefer Chassidim, who says that there is a chumrah not to speak Lashon HaKodesh in a Beis HaMechatz, in a Beis HaKisei, in a Mokom HaTinofes. So the Chassam Sofer suggests perhaps the Klal Yisrael, when they went into Golos Bavel, which is full of Avodah Zarah, the Bedavka did not want to encourage the speaking of Lashon HaKodesh because in a town filled with Avodah Zarah, you don't want to use the Lashon of Kedusha. And Rav David Cohen cites a couple of fascinating Mekoros to indicate the caution, if you will, that was displayed by Poskim when it comes to improper use of Lashon HaKodesh due to its Kedusha. So he cites the Tshuvas HaRambam in Simen Hei. The Rambam writes, he's discussing there whether it's appropriate to embroider into one's talis, psukim, for decoration. And the Rambam, in the context of that discussion, writes that ksav ashuri, the script with which the Torah was written in and with which the luchos were given and engraved in, he says that ksav, which is bikedusha, one may not use it for anything other kisve hakodesh, says the Rambam. And he says, La'olam Yisrael kacha yosim v'loha yukosvim kisvehem v'ksav chol shalahem zulasi b'ksav ivri. Because of the kedusha of Lashon HaKodesh of ksav ashur, the sefer Torah ksav, the Rambam writes that whenever Klal Yisrael needed to write something that wasn't a davar kadosh, they would use ksav ivri. He says, as a fascinating example, he says, why is it, and we still have these today, the shkolim that they found in archaeological digs from the times of Chazal. So the inscriptions on those Shekel HaKodesh coins that they found are not in Ksav Ashuris, doesn't resemble the Ksav in the Sefer Torah. It's what we call Ksav Ivri, some other form of script that we perhaps can't identify ourselves, but it's not the classical Ksav Ashuris script. So the Rambam himself says, why did they, in times of Chazal, engrave their Shekel HaKodesh with Ksav Ivri? Because that wasn't Kisvei HaKodesh, and they wanted to reserve the use of Lashon HaKodesh Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuris, for only Dvarim Shebekdusha, and not for the Shkolim that they engraved on. In fact, we find in the Ramah in Yerodea, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Resh Pei Dalad, Sif Beis, Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim, De'ein Lichtov Dvarim Shalchol, B'Ksav Ashuris, Shekosim V'HaTorah. Ramah writes that there are those, quotes the Or Zerua, sorry, the Rav Yerucham, who says that one should not use the Ksav that we use for the Sefer Torah for any Dvar Chol, which is why you may have noticed that Rav Herschel Schechter is makbid when he sends out an invitation to a simcha. It's always Rashi script. Never block Hebrew letters. Even his own letterhead has his name on his letterhead in Rashi script, not block Hebrew letters. Think of Heinemann also. When he writes letters, it's always in Rashi script. Never in Ksav Ashuris, never in Sefer Torah Ksav. Perhaps because of this Ramah, that there are those that hold that Ksav Ashuris is supposed to be reserved dafka for Dvarim Shel Kodesh, not for Dvarim Shel Chol. But it just illustrates the care and caution and sensitivity that Chazal had and Poskim have toward the use of Lashon HaKodesh, even in the Ksav, how one uses the Ksav.
That applies even with that crown?
Apparently, that's the assumption. Correct. Right. As a fascinating source, Rav David Cohen cites Rav Reuven Margolios, who had an encyclopedic mind in his Margolios Hayom, Sanhedrin, Laflam and Chesim Abayz. The Gemara there says a very puzzling statement. The Gemara says, Lamchesim Abayz in Sanhedrin, Om Rav Yidom Rav, Adam HaRishon B'Lashon Arami Siper. The Gemara says that Adam Rishon spoke in Lashon Arami. So, Rav Reuven Margolios writes, he says, why the word Siper as opposed to Diber? He suggests that Siper implies kind of mundane conversation. Oh, mundane conversation. He didn't want to use Lashon HaKodesh. He wanted to use Dafka, a different Lashon. Hence, Lashon Arami. So he explains Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so Enchanami. So that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to tell over what happened. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But used in a vacuum, Sipur just means stam conversation as opposed to what might be otherwise assumed to be Divrei Torah. So he suggests that's Pshat in the Gemara. Siper b'Lashon Arami, that his mundane conversation was Dafka in Lashon Arami. And the Gemara there quotes a Pasuk, which it's not clear what the Raya from the Pasuk is. Different interpretations. Pasuk in Tehillim. V'li mayokru re'echa kel. So Reuven Margolios suggests that the Rashi Tevos of mayokru re'echa kel is Arami. Okay, that's his Pshat in the Gemara. But that's open question as to what the Raya from the Pasuk is. Be that as it may, that's his suggestion as to what the Gemara is trying to convey, that Adam Rishon did not use Lashon HaKodesh for anything other than Dvarim Shebekdusha. So Rav David Cohen then, coming back to his Yiddish Hasaf HaKadosha, suggests that maybe because of this concern to use Lashon HaKodesh Dafka for Dvarim Shebekdusha, that's why early generations B'Dafka wanted to enable a different language to evolve. Yiddish, a mix of all sorts of Lashon HaKodesh and other languages that Jews spoke, because they perhaps did not want to use Lashon HaKodesh for Dvarim Shel Chol. That's his suggestion. And much like the Sephardic Jews spoke Ladino, Yiddish Jews, the American, Ashkenazi European Jews spoke Yiddish, perhaps for this reason, to avoid using Lashon HaKodesh for non-Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Fascinating suggestion. So his thesis, though, is the following. He suggests that why is Yiddish, in his mind, a Safa Kedosha? So the point of the Choveris that he published is to show how so many Yiddish expressions find their sources in Chazal, are all based on Divrei Chazal. And he has a whole collection with additional contrasim added on over the following years to show how common Yiddish expressions find their sources in Chazal. Just one example that even I was able to relate to, although not being a Yiddish speaker myself. He says, the word Becher, which everyone knows means a Kiddush cup. So where does the word Becher come from? He said Becher is clearly related to the root of the word Bracha. The word Bracha, which implies a riboy, says the Maharal, an overflowing of something. Because Beis is more than Aleph, and when it comes to the tens, Chaf is more than Yud. And when it comes to the hundreds, Reish is more than Kuf. So Becher always means Bracha, a bit of an overflowing connotation, which is what Bracha is all about, an abundance of blessing. So an interesting, just an example how a simple word in Yiddish, Becher, might reflect a deeper meaning in Ashkafa and Chazal. So that's Rav David Cohen's suggestion as to the uniqueness of the Yiddish language. Perhaps more famously, for some of us that is Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion as to what makes, in his mind, Yiddish a language of Kedusha. And this was a famous Yiddish drush that he gave, or that he delivered back in the 1960s, published, fittingly enough, in a Yiddish newspaper at the time, in which he said the following. He said, Ich bin nicht kein Yiddishist, aber gemar Yid bin ich ja. So I'm not a Yiddish enthusiast, but a Gemara Yid I am. He says, in Gemara we find, in Halacha we find, two ideas of Kedusha. There's Gufei Kedusha, a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, a mezuzah, gufei kedusha, and there's tashmisha kedusha. Tashmisha kedusha is what the Sefer Torah is wrapped in, the mantle. It's what the tefillin are placed in, the tefillin zekel. He says in halacha, we find that this is reflected in the following halacha. When there is a burning house on Shabbos, a burning fire on Shabbos, so the halacha is, as medaf ratavin, fon asrefa on Shabbos, nit nor di Sefer Torah, nor oichdas mentala. You have to save on Shabbos, not just the Sefer Torah itself from the fire, but even the mantle the Sefer Torah is in. Because that too is not gufei kedusha, but it's tashmisha kedusha. It's a, if you will, kedusha accessory, which also deserves to be carried out on Shabbos to be saved in case of fire. And the same is true, not just for the tefillin, but for the zekel in which the tefillin are placed. So he said in the Mela, he writes, Yiddish as a language, he says, it's not gufei kedusha, but in his homiletic flair of Soloveitchik, he suggested as follows. It's not gufei kedusha, but he thinks that Yiddish is included in the class of tashmishe kedusha. Why is that? He says, because this is the sprach in which the Ramah and the Maharshal and the Vilna Gaon and the B'chaim V'lajner and Andra Gedoli Yisrael mitzera talmidim Torah gelernt. This is how they conveyed Torah and communicated Torah to their talmidim. So all those generations of Gedoli Yisrael teaching Torah in this language, Torah is the gufei kedusha, the accessories of the kedusha, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, the bag of the tefillin, that's the language they conveyed the Torah in. That's the tashmisha kedusha, he suggested. And then for, I'm sorry? Right, so that he wasn't addressing. He's saying, Mamela, once it evolved that this is the language of Torah instruction, that endows it with the, again, homiletically speaking, the tashmisha kedusha status. So right, he wasn't addressing how it started. That was what Rabbi Cohen was suggesting. It started because of a hesitation to use Lashon HaKodesh for non-Devarim Shebe Kedusha. But once it evolved that way, so it is what it is now, says Rav Soloveitchik. He says, in the Chassidish amongst us, he says, Av Yiddish hat der Baal Shem Tov, der Mezuch HaMagid, und der Alte Rebbe, Soidus von Meis Abreishis declared. So this is the language of the Chassidish HaGadolim, of the Tzadikim, the language of the Rosh Hashivas of Litta. This was the language of Torah communication and teaching over the centuries. And then he concludes by saying, this is the language in which the Pashut Yidin, the Yiddish Shemamin, express their Amuna. And that also is what endows it with its Tashmisha Kedusha status. He said, a Zatik, such a Tfilin Zekel, is Zicher Halig, he said. Definitely Halig as well. He says, it's Begeder Tashmisha Kedusha. So he concludes by saying, Oif Halten Dem Tik is a Gracious Chus. That was the upshot of his Drasha. So again, a bit of a different, more midrashic, homiletic interpretation of the uniqueness of the special status of Yiddish, but whether it was, of David Cohen's words, a language that evolved due to a hesitation to use Lashon HaKodesh for Dvar Moshe, but a language that is built on Mamar Chazal in many, many ways, or Soloveitchik's suggestion that it's the language of Torah communication, which, granted, might change if the language of Torah communication changes. So then, one might argue that other languages have that uniqueness over time. But he says this was the language of our Bali Mazar for so many centuries that gives itself some uniqueness. Either way, that might be the special qualities to apply to Yiddish. When he realized that the Talmidim would understand English better, so that became his new language communication. Right, but originally it was always Yiddish, correct.